Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 5th of January 2020 is Mark 14 Bombsite. The Mark 14 Computing Bombsite was a bombsite developed by Royal Air Force, RAF, Bomber Command during the Second World War. The bombsite was also known as the Blackett site after its primary inventor, P.M. S. Blackett. Production of a slightly modified version was also undertaken in the United States as the Sperry T-1, which was interchangeable with UK-built version. It was the RAF's standard bombsite for the second half of the war. Developed starting in 1939, the MK-14 began replacing the First World War-era course-setting bombsite in 1942. The MK-14 was essentially an automated version of the course-setting site, using a mechanical computer to update the sites in real time as conditions changed. The MK-14 required only 10 seconds of straight flight before the drop and automatically accounted for shallow climbs and dives. More importantly, the MK-14 sighting unit was much smaller than the course setting site, which allowed it to contain a gyro stabilization platform. This kept the sight pointed at the target even as the bomber maneuvered, dramatically increasing its accuracy and ease of sighting. The MK-14 was theoretically less accurate than the contemporary Norden bombsite but was smaller, easier to use, faster acting and better suited to night bombing. In practice, it demonstrated accuracy roughly equal to the Norden's. It equipped the majority of the RAF bomber fleet during the second half of the war. Small numbers of the stabilized automatic bombsite and low-level bombsite, Mark III, were used in specialist roles. The low-level bombsite was built using parts of the Mark 14, stabilized in pitch rather than roll. A post-war upgrade, the T-4, also known by its rainbow code Blue Devil, connected directly to the navigation and bombing system computers to automate the setting of wind speed and direction. This eliminated the one potential inaccuracy in the system, further increased accuracy, and simplified operation. These equipped the V-Bomber Force as well as other aircraft until their retirement from service in the 1960s. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 047 UTC on Sunday, the 5th of January 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Mark 14 Bombsite. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.